Good morning. It's April 18th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a leap forward for robotics, Boston Dynamics has unveiled a new version of its famed Atlas robot, now reimagined for commercial and industrial use. This next-generation Atlas is not just an upgrade, it's a significant pivot towards practical applications, marking a new era in the field of humanoid robotics. Boston Dynamics has officially retired its original bipedal humanoid robot, Atlas, making way for an all-electric successor. This revamped model boasts a slew of enhancements, including greater range of movement, swiveling joints, and a more human-like design with longer limbs and a straighter back. A notable addition is its distinct head, equipped with a built-in ring light, alongside advanced AI and machine learning tools, setting a new standard for what humanoid robots can achieve. Hyundai is on the front line, set to test the new Atlas in real-world scenarios. This collaboration underscores the robot's potential in transforming how businesses approach tasks that are currently considered too dangerous for humans. The teaser video for the new Atlas, with its unnerving yet theatrical display of capabilities like folding its legs backward and marching towards the camera, hints at a future where robots could significantly reduce human risk in hazardous environments. However, this advancement isn't without its concerns. The rise of sophisticated humanoid robots like Atlas prompts important questions about the impact on human employment and safety. As companies like Sanctuary AI and Figure also venture into this space, the industry appears to be at a pivotal moment, balancing between innovation and the ethical implications of robotic labor. The new Atlas, hailed as the world's most dynamic humanoid robot, represents both the incredible potential and the challenges of integrating humanoid robots into our daily lives and workspaces. In a world still grappling with the impacts of COVID-19, new research brings both reassurance and insights into our ongoing battle against the virus. A recent study published in Pediatrics delivers a significant finding. COVID-19 does not increase the risk of developing asthma in children. This conclusion comes from an extensive analysis involving 27,423 pediatric patients who underwent PCR testing for COVID-19. With an 18-month follow-up period revealing no association between COVID-19 positivity and new asthma diagnosis. Instead, the study highlights factors such as black race, food allergy, and allergic rhinitis as having a stronger link to asthma diagnosis in children. In parallel, technological advancements are offering new tools in the fight against the pandemic. A collaborative effort between the University of Cincinnati and Northwestern University has yielded an AI system designed to predict individuals' willingness to be vaccinated against COVID-19. By analyzing a small dataset of demographics and personal judgments, such as aversion to risk or loss, this tool integrates mathematical equations and machine learning to forecast vaccination rates and potential infection rates, aiming to bolster hospital preparedness. Meanwhile, a study led by microbiology specialists from the Hospital Clínico Universitario de Valladolid and the WHO Influenza Center in Valladolid underscores the efficacy of vaccination against COVID-19. Conducted on 746 patients with a history of COVID reinfection, the research found that vaccination post-COVID-19 infection significantly reduces the risk of reinfection. A single vaccine dose cuts the risk by 65%, while two doses and a booster shot reduce it by 83% and 95% respectively. Moreover, vaccinated individuals experienced a longer duration before reinfection, emphasizing the importance of maintaining vaccination strategies and the need for vaccines to evolve alongside the virus. These studies collectively underscore the critical role of continued research and innovation in our global response to COVID-19. They highlight not only the importance of vaccination, but also the potential of AI in managing pandemic-related challenges, all while dispelling concerns about COVID-19's impact on childhood asthma development. In a testament to the resilience and innovation of space exploration, NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter has reached the end of its groundbreaking flight mission on the Red Planet, not with a whimper, but as a beacon of scientific opportunity. After a challenging landing that resulted in a damaged rotor blade, Ingenuity's journey from aerial explorer to a stationary scientific tool marks a new chapter in Martian research. Launched with the ambition to test powered flight on another planet, Ingenuity exceeded expectations, completing multiple flights and providing invaluable data back to Earth. Its last flight, however, ended with a rough landing that damaged one of its rotor blades, signaling the end of its flying days but not its mission. Despite this setback, Ingenuity has seamlessly transitioned to a new role, serving as a stationary sensor platform on Mars. This pivot allows it to continue contributing to our understanding of the Martian environment by monitoring weather patterns and dust movements. The final transmission from Ingenuity to Earth on April 16th was poignant, containing a farewell message from the dedicated team behind this pioneering project. Yet, even as it ceases to roam the Martian skies, Ingenuity's legacy is far from over. The data it continues to collect on solar panel efficiency and surface conditions will provide ongoing insights into the Martian atmosphere and environment. The success of Ingenuity's mission has not only proven the viability of rotorcraft in the exploration of distant planets, but has also paved the way for future missions. The lessons learned from Ingenuity's flights and its unfortunate mishap are already shaping the development of the next generation of Mars helicopters. This forward-looking approach ensures that Ingenuity's pioneering spirit will live on, inspiring further exploration and potentially revolutionizing our approach to studying other worlds. In the rolling hills of Somerset, England, a groundbreaking discovery has emerged from the depths of prehistoric times, unveiling a new giant that once ruled the oceans. A new species of giant ichthyosaur, named Ichthyotitan severnensis, has been identified, marking a significant milestone in our understanding of marine reptile evolution and the prehistoric marine ecosystem. The discovery was made by a fossil-collecting duo who unearthed a massive jawbone, suggesting this creature was over 82 feet long. Such dimensions not only highlight the immense size of Ichthyotitan severnensis, but also suggest it was still growing at the time of its death. This find dates back to approximately 202 million years ago, offering a glimpse into the life of marine reptiles before a major extinction event reshaped the Earth's biodiversity. This specimen, soon to be displayed at the Bristol Museum and Art Gallery, provides invaluable insights into the evolutionary history of marine reptiles and the dynamics of ancient ocean ecosystems. The significance of this discovery extends beyond the size of the ichthyosaur. It challenges previous records, surpassing the Shonosaurus sicaniensis as the largest marine reptile known to science. Researchers are hopeful that further discoveries will continue to expand our knowledge of these ancient sea creatures, shedding light on their role in the Earth's prehistoric past. In an unexpected twist of nature, bumblebees, specifically hibernating queen common eastern bumblebees, have demonstrated the remarkable ability to survive underwater for up to a week. This surprising discovery came from a study conducted by the University of Guelph, where scientists accidentally submerged 143 bumblebee queens during their research. Astonishingly, the survival rates of these bees were similar to those not submerged, showcasing an unprecedented resilience to flooding. This marks the first time scientists have observed bumblebee queens surviving such extended periods of submersion, opening new avenues for understanding their adaptability. The study, detailed in biology letters, not only sheds light on the bumblebee's survival, but also raises intriguing questions about the mechanisms behind this resilience. Researchers are now keen to explore whether these hibernating queens could withstand being underwater for longer than a week, and if other bee species share this remarkable trait. The implications of these findings are significant, highlighting the importance of wild pollinators in maintaining food security and supporting terrestrial ecosystems. As scientists delve deeper into this phenomenon, the resilience of bumblebees to environmental challenges like flooding stands as a testament to the complex interplay between species and their habitats, underscoring the critical role of pollinators in our world. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.